Welcome to the School of Education podcast. I'm Teresa Young, faculty in the School of Education, and I'll be your host. Today, we're going to be talking to Dr. Tom Nestrick about the gifts of the Ignatian spirit and education. Dr. Nestrick is a professor for 20 years and an Ignatian educator, and so let's get started. Welcome, Dr. Nestrick.
Hello.
Hi. So we're just going to have a conversation, and we're going to start with, what are the gifts?
The gifts are called by several different names, gifts of our Ignatian heritage or the Ignatian gifts of the Spirit. The first one is mission, and mission is it's simply having a mission-driven life and based upon the values that you hold spiritually in your life. Reflection invites us to pause and consider the world around us and our place within it. Discernment invites us to be open to God's Spirit as we consider our feelings when we're making decisions. Solidarity and kinship reminds us to walk alongside and learn from our companions and to actually try to feel what it's like to walk in their shoes. Service rooted in justice and love, we feel it's really important to be men and women for others. And then for our purposes in education, we also added MAGIS as part of that. And MAGIS is more or less never letting the needs of the many cancel out the needs of the one. And we want to keep that in our back of our mind as we're serving others.
All right. Wonderful. And so what brought you to this way of thinking about the gifts of the Ignatian and led you to wanting to further explore those with students at Xavier?
Yeah, so it's kind of a personal journey. Several years ago, within a span of about a year, I lost my mother and my two sisters. And so that was basically everybody in my family had gone. And it was very a very earth-shattering time for me. And I was looking for a way to make meaning of it. And I was invited to go on a pilgrimage with other Jesuit professors to Spain and follow the path of Ignatius and then end up in Rome. And it was such a powerful experience for me. And I found that many of Ignatius' teachings are were helping me make meaning of the loss that I had. And so when I came back from that, I decided to learn as much as I can about this way of thinking about spirituality. So I did lots of different classes. I did the spiritual exercises. I became an Ignatian educator, and I thought, you know, these concepts fit really well with education as well. I mean, you know, the passion that you need to teach these days can be found in a mission-driven life. Solidarity, understanding where the children are coming from and where the parents are and understanding the milieu that you're working in. Service rooted in justice and love. You know, we're here to serve others. And I think that vibe, as far as teaching people to be teachers, is a really important concept to internalize. So it came from a personal journey, and it kind of generalized into my work, and I found it to be very, very meaningful, and students have found it valuable, but I've also found it personally valuable for my spiritual journey as well.
Well, and I would say, and I circled reflection. That's one of the major gifts that we talk about in general in education, but can be really applied here as well. So talk to us a little bit about your project that you're working with and how you're applying this work to the students in our School of Education.
Right. So we're doing a little pilot study. We're taking our early and middle childhood students, and we're using what's called a spiral curriculum. And so their freshman and sophomore years, we're teaching them about the Ignatian gifts of the Spirit, having discussions about what they are, what the purpose of them would be. And our goal for those first 2 years are simply to make them aware of what these concepts are. Then junior and senior year, we actually spiral up in complexity and ask them to start applying some of these things to their practice in the classroom and as they prepare to be teachers. And so we're in the middle of our second year, And what we're finding is that they're very good at recalling the information. Mm-hmm. They're not so adept at applying it just yet. Part of my thinking on this is that as time passes, they'll be able to reflect one of our gifts, mm-hmm. reflect on how this personally impacts their professional and personal life. And I'm thinking that later on, as they mature as teachers and as human beings, they may learn how to apply. And then, as in Bloom's taxonomy, they'll tend to synthesize and evaluate and then create their own kind of meaning of how they use these gifts. And that's why we're doing a longitudinal study. So we're evaluating this at one. Well, we evaluate it at the end of each school year, but then also at the end of their 4 years when they're preparing to graduate. Then again, at 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years. So hopefully the longitudinal data will show us, this is what we're hoping for, that they've learned to not only recall the gifts, but also apply them to their life.
It's fascinating, Dr. Nestrick. And so what do you hope for the future with the work that you're doing?
So my vision is that we expand this to the entire School of Education. And then part of my grant also, this is, by the way, a study that's funded by a Wheeler grant from the university. So part of my grant also funded time for me to develop generalizable activities for other programs and for other professors, so that they go onto a website, they can see the resources and some of the activities that we've developed, and maybe use them in their classes as well. I just talked to a professor who's doing similar work mm-hmm. in the communications department, and so I'm hopeful that those resources might be used by other people as well.
That's great. Any closing thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, my hope is that regardless of your faith tradition or your faith journey, people might look at these as just good advice for living a life and for processing all the things that life throws at us. And I think you'll find that they're very, very valuable concepts, and they're very applicable to any faith tradition that you're from.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, we hope you enjoyed listening to Dr. Thomas Nestrick today. If you'd like more information about our programs in the School of Ed, please go to www.xavier.edu/education.